And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, the Prince of Palaver, that is I. And how nice of you to stop by and listen to us on this Thursday. And we got kind of a busy program today, so I'm not going to do too much palavering right now. We're going to start off in just a few minutes with a discussion about the 26th busiest airport in the United States. We'll talk more about that with Christy Miller right after these words.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
An injury, medical condition, or the wear and tear of life. They can all keep you from the activities you enjoy. If an orthopedic procedure is on your horizon, or if you need care for an accident that results in a fracture or other injury, choose Dr. Francisco Haume with Dignity Health, Yavapai Regional Medical Group. Dr. Haume has the experience you want when you're facing a potentially life-changing condition. He's a board-certified orthopedic specialist skilled in the latest surgical procedures. Dr. Haume specializes in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, hand and shoulder surgery, fracture and tendon repair, joint replacements, and most of all, helping you enjoy life again. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC or call 928-708-4545. Hello, human kindness.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for that introduction, sir, and welcome all our listeners this Thursday afternoon. Hello, Christy Miller. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today.
I am interested in all we have to say, but first thing I want to say, you're a Prescott native.
I am, yeah. Our family actually relocated here in 1981, so we've been here a long time.
Yes, ma'am. And you are in charge of much of the management of the Prescott Airport. And I guess we should decide, is it going to be Ernest A. Love Field or the Prescott Municipal Airport, or what are we going to call it?
Well, back in 2018, actually, when we started our new flight service with United Express, operated by SkyWest Airlines, the City Council actually authorized changing the name of the airport. So we are actually now Prescott Regional Airport and Ernest A. Love Field.
Okay. We have to dash in there, too.
Yes, yes.
Well, of course, the big news will be coming up, well, a couple of big news is, is that a word? News is the terminal almost done, but and we have a new airline coming in Monday. So where should we start with Boutique Airlines?
Absolutely, we're really excited about this new service with Boutique Air. This will double the amount of flights, the departures and arrivals that we have daily service, and it's two flights a day except for Saturdays with Boutique, offering round trips to Phoenix Sky Harbor, flying into Terminal 3. So great connectivity with United flights there in Terminal 3, and then options to get over to Terminal 4 with interline agreements, checking your bags, things through to American Airlines.
You know, it's so nice to have that back, because I remember many years ago we had Desert Airlines used to do that, and it does save several hours of driving and the excitement of finding a parking place down in Phoenix. So welcome aboard Boutique Airlines, and these are not just these are pretty nice. These are like jet airplanes, aren't they?
Yeah, this is actually going to be flying on a Pilatus PC-12. It is a turboprop aircraft, but it's an 8-seat. It's kind of like a luxury jet, so it's almost like flying private.
Yeah. And they will start on Monday. I imagine they have ticket sales available right now, though.
Yes, that is correct. Tickets are available now. You can book those tickets at boutiqueair.com. Or if you're going to be connecting, we do recommend that you book them through one of their code share partners like United or American if you're going to be transferring to another flight there in Phoenix.
Yeah, okay. And we'll maybe get back and talk more about them, but we've got to move right along to the idea of this $15 million terminal being built out there. Gosh. How nice is that?
Yeah, it's beautiful. This has been a long time in the making for this terminal. It's just going to be a beautiful new almost 18,500 square foot facility, state-of-the-art baggage claim, AIT technology, which is that machine during TSA that spins around you. And so we've got a lot of technology coming in the next month as we finalize getting that terminal ready to go and open on March 30th.
March 30th, that's what I was going to ask you. So that is – now, speaking of the TSA, do they have people there checking you at your gate make sure you don't have any metal and all that type of thing going aboard, or how do they handle that?
So we do have TSA staff on site at our airport currently, and then they'll move over to the new terminal. We actually designed it for two security checkpoint lanes, but we will only be opening with one. But the staff will, just like you would at Phoenix Sky Harbor, Phoenix Mesa Gateway, any of those airports, it's a very similar
experience.
There's
no honor system, folks.
Nope.
Be prepared. And before I forget, I have, and we're going to talk about the people that helped make this happen, but we had the passing of a good buddy of everybody's, Marlon Kirkendall, and he passed last month, and I know this was probably one of his dreams he's had for 20-some years for this airport, and I hope there's a little plaque up there to remember him.
Oh, yeah. Marlon's been a great supporter of our airport for a really long time, and it was a sad thing to lose him.
Because he'd have been there, that ribbon cutting, you betcha.
Yes. Yeah, he really did set the stage for us to get to this point.
Now, with the airport new terminal, I also read, and you can verify if you will, that there's a possibility of developing a relationship with the local citizens as far as artwork, and whether it's on loan or a gift to the airport. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. So Mayor Mangarelli appointed an art commission for us to look at artwork for the new terminal. They're doing some great work trying to look at pieces and things like that. So anybody interested in submitting artwork, we do welcome their submissions to get to that committee. Eventually, then it goes to the City Council for final approval to be put for placement at the airport terminal. You can go to our website at flyprescott.com to submit those art submissions. Flyprescott.com.
Oh, FlyPrescott.
Yes, that's our airport website.
Okay. Terminal opens when?
March 30th, so coming up real quick.
And I understand that at this point we will open up without a snack bar, but that may be coming up.
That is correct. So we will have some vending opportunities and food opportunities for post-security that passengers can take on board the aircraft.
Yeah.
And then later this year, we're going to be looking to put out a request for proposal in about 3-4 months. So you can see that coming out to put in some additional food and beverage options into the new terminal as well.
As I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, we're the 26th busiest airport in the United States.
Actually, 25th busiest
airport. Oh, no, we moved up a notch just since I
spoke. So our final numbers for 2020 just were released from the FAA, and yeah, we came through this year as the 25th busiest airport in the United States with about 235,000 annual operations. And so just to put that into perspective, that actually puts us higher than San Francisco International Airport, Orlando, Philadelphia, JFK. We're actually have more flight operations than a lot of the big airports.
Now, obviously, a great part of it has to do with Embry-Riddle. And you're a product of Embry-Riddle.
I am, yes. I graduated in 2007 from Embry-Riddle here locally.
So a real boon to our economy, and I know that it's a boon to the aviation industry to have that type of campus here and also in Florida. And I understand they also have worldwide campuses. So in the aviation industry and Embry-Riddle go hand in hand. And I'm sure that that makes you feel very good, especially with a cadre of friends like Robin, who's the airport manager. She's from Embry-Riddle also.
That is correct, yeah. She actually started the School of Business at Embry-Riddle, at Prescott campus.
Now everybody, when I first heard of Embry-Riddle coming to town, said, oh, it's a flight school. Hardly. I mean, it is, but it's much more than that. You have airport manager school? Is that what you went through, the business? Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah. I actually graduated with a degree in aviation business management.
So, I don't know if you're a pilot or not, but.
No, I'm not. Actually, my interest has always been on the ground. I love to see them flying, but.
And now I'm going to jump ahead a little bit to one of the other projects that's important to this area, and that is in the summertime when we have so many fires. We have those airplanes flying in and out of here that drop the slurry on those fires. And I understand that they have to have a variance because they're so heavy to fly out of here in the summertime. The airport runways aren't long enough. Is that correct?
Yeah, so our runway actually accommodates up to an aircraft up to 100,000 maximum gross takeoff weight. And a lot of those aircraft with the Forest Service do weigh more than that. So we can have up to 500 operations in excess of that 100,000 pounds. And we do reserve those for the Forest Service to make sure that they can properly operate.
Yeah, it's called, I think it's called air density. And when it gets hot, the air doesn't lend itself to flying, but when you have the long airport runway, which is coming up in the future, that changes a lot of things, doesn't it?
That is correct. It's going to help them gain altitude quicker, especially during those summer months and especially when they're flying for the Forest Service season. But it is important to remember that it is just a lengthening. It's not a strengthening. So it's not going to bring in necessarily bigger aircraft, but it will give them definitely more time to get the altitude they need.
And where is that airline? Where is that runway? Is it east, west, north, south? How is it?
It kind of runs north, east, southwest, southeast.
I know people out there playing golf some have a good view of life.
That is correct. Yeah, we actually have three runways at our airport. So we have our main commercial service runway. That's the longest runway. And then we also have a parallel runway for our general aviation traffic that they use a lot for flight training, as well as a crosswind runway.
Okay.
So when the weather conditions are certain, they have to switch the traffic to that crosswind runway to make it better conditions.
And do we have a tower?
We do, yes. We have an FAA-controlled tower as well.
24 hours a day?
They're not open 24, almost 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. is when the tower is monitored.
So what happens if somebody wants to come in after 10 p.m.? They have to, who do they call?
There's a radio traffic that they can all talk to each other, so pilots can still speak to each other, essentially, on a radio link.
Now, where is all this money coming from?
That's right. We've got a lot of capital projects we're doing, and we wouldn't be doing them for certain without some great partners. And so we have a great relationship with the Federal Aviation Administration. They support a lot of our grants. And in fact, they supported us with a $10 million grant for our terminal building. And so that was a great support.
That's
in fact,
10 out of the 15 million.
10 out of the 15 million. That is correct. Yes. And then we also got from the state, the Arizona Department of Transportation through the Aeronautics Department. We also got about $1.25 million from them as well for the terminal project. So we've been really lucky. I mean, just since I arrived in 2018, we've actually had over $26 million in grants that I manage for the airport.
Nice. And Amber Riddle, of course, is a heavy user. Do they, are they charged for using the airport?
They have leases, and there is fees and things like that associated with the airport. The FAA does ask when we accept those grants. There's, of course, always strings attached to those grants. And so they're in the form of what's called grant assurance. And it's that the airport be as self-sustaining as possible. So all that we do is focused on that to derive revenue, to make sure that we have those runways and taxiways operated and available for the commercial flights and our flight training and things like that.
We're talking with Christy Miller, who is the manager of the Prescott Airport, Prescott Regional Airport, Ernest A. Love Field. Is that right?
I'll write that down.
We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable in just a few moments. You're listening to KQ&A Talk to Town, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and around the world, KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, it is. And glad to have you with us this Thursday afternoon. And Christy Miller with us, who's with the Prescott Regional Airport, Ernest A. Love Field, manager. We were talking about the development of the terminal, and I guess with as much traffic as we have, both private and commercial, are we going to build new hangars?
We're actually looking at a few different options. We both have some city-owned hangars as well as some private hangars on our airport, and we are looking for later this year to put out some additional land and property on the airport for an RFP, request for proposal, to potentially build some more. But I actually have additional about 40 hangars or so being built later this year.
I imagine the demand, you build one, somebody wants it.
That's absolutely. We do have a wait list of about 2 years right now on our wait list for city-owned hangars.
So the faster you build them, that's just fine.
That's right.
I know if it's in your bailiwick or not, but there's a car rental location right there, too. It must be nice to have that close by, too.
Absolutely, yeah. So we do have Avis Budget on site at the airport in the terminal, and they've just been going gangbuster since we brought them in January of this year. So they're doing really well. We don't really have a whole lot of options in the North Prescott area for rental cars, and so they've really stepped in and filled that need.
Exactly. I mean, when I think now of the whole package, we can fly to Denver, to California, Phoenix, and now we have a car rental right there. So it's a kind of one stop for people. That means, I think it means a lot for people who are looking for business development in this area. Do we have any significant idea of the growth, the business growth because of having an airport in town?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge draw for a lot of companies. In fact, just recently, I believe it's opening later this year, we have CP Technologies that's developing right close to the airport.
They're relocating.
Yeah, it's not on airport property, but it's right next to. And they're a UAS firm, kind of a drone company that they're coming.
So that employs local people.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to bring a huge job force to Prescott when that firm opens. And so we got a lot of development coming around the airport as well, and CP Technologies is bringing a big one, and air service was important to them. I actually met with their management when they came into town and were thinking about relocating to Prescott, and air service was a big thing to them, and we get a lot of people that are interested in bringing their companies into Prescott, and they want to know that we have an airport and air service to get their families
for them
here.
They want to get their product out into the world, and so they can do that from here almost anywhere.
Absolutely.
I know you probably can't tell me for sure, but who else might be looking right now? We have
We've got a lot of people looking, but nothing I can disclose right now.
I answered that question before I asked. This may sound silly, but where does the aviation fuel come from?
So we do have a fixed-based operator on site at the airport. It's through Legend Aviation. They're the ones that do the fueling for us at the airport. And so, yes, it's brought in, and we have a fuel farm.
Does the fuel come in on an airplane or in trucks?
It comes in trucks, yeah, to a fuel farm, and then they put it in other trucks and take it out to the aircraft.
Now, are those people subcontractors to you, or are they independent contractors?
They're an independent contractor, yeah. So the city actually ran the FBO, the fixed-based operator, for many, many years, and in 2008 Legend Aviation actually took over as the fixed-based operator, and so they're an independent contractor business on the airport now.
Okay. I just have a couple more things I want to reiterate, because we talked about this earlier, but for people that might have tuned in late, starting Monday we have a new airline in town. An additional airline. Who is that?
That is Boutique Air. So they're going to actually supplement our flight service with United Express, operated by SkyWest Airlines, with additional 2 flights a day to Phoenix, except for no flights on Saturdays, unfortunately, right now, but twice a day to Phoenix. And you can book those at Boutique Air or through one of their co-chair partners. And we are excited. Well, so what we're going to be doing is a ribbon-cutting ceremony with Boutique to kick off their inaugural flights on Monday. And you can actually go to the city Facebook page or the airport Facebook page, and we'll be live putting up a stream of that ceremony later on in the week, so watch for that.
Do we know what terminal they're flying to?
They fly into Terminal 3 in Phoenix.
All right,
so there's a lot of opportunities there in Terminal 3 with connecting to Delta or United, Frontier, and then over in Terminal 4 you've got American and Southwest.
And because they have ways to get you from one terminal to the other. And
that
we have, of course, our other SkyWest, longtime user of the airport, 3 or 4 years now?
Yeah, they started in August of 2018. Time's going so fast, yeah. I kind of forget.
Yeah, 3 years. Then.
Yes. So and they just started a new 3-year contract that's funded by the U.S. Department of Transportation that subsidizes their flights.
And I would gather the fact that they're all plenty busy and pretty happy they're here.
That is correct. Yeah, in 2019, we actually were the fastest growing airport in the state of Arizona. We grew by like 600% in the amount of our employments. Those are those passengers that are getting on board the aircraft. And so in 2018, we only had about 10,000 passengers that were boarding flights out of Prescott. We actually moved up in 2019 with that service with United to up to 27,700 passengers.
Nice.
And so it was a huge increase, large demand. Of course, it went down a little bit in 2020 due to, you know, that
everybody did. Everybody did, but that's all going to change.
That's right.
Yeah. How many people work for the airport?
So for airport administration, they are all city employees. We have about 11 employees that work for us for airport administration. And then, of course, there's multiple businesses and things like that that employ lots of people, private businesses, whether it be through the airline, the FBO, through hangars, just different aviation businesses.
Subsidiary parts of it, yeah. Well, as I mentioned earlier, that airport provides a lot of independent and direct contact for employment for our community. If people want to get more information, and you said this a couple of times, but about flights, whether, you know, on Boutique or whoever, what is the best way to do that? What website would you suggest?
I would start with our website at flyprescott.com for the airport, and we'll have both those flight information for both carriers on board. So it's really exciting. We're kind of in new territory now, again, having two carriers, so we're excited about that. So if you go to flyprescott.com, it'll have the information as far as getting over to either United's website to book with SkyWest or to Boutique.
And finally, we want to remind people that on March 30th, we're ready for
first day of new flights in our new beautiful 18,000 square foot terminal.
And ribbon cutting for that, and we're all looking for. I've seen drawings of it, and I haven't been out there, but the drawings indicate this is really beautiful.
Yes,
it's not just an old stucco building out there in the middle of a field.
No, it's really unique for the community. We have beautiful wood ceiling, and you'll see a lot of uniqueness in this building. We put a lot of effort into the design on it,
and finally,
to make it encompass the Prescott area.
If people have some artwork they'd like to donate or loan to this, how's the best way to contact people about putting artwork up in the terminal?
That information as well is available on our website at flyprescott.com.
All right. Christy Miller, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Fly safely. We'll be back with our second half of the program with Mary Dillinger of the VA right after these words. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world in other great cities on KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Chicks. It looks like we've finally seen the light at the end of this pandemic tunnel. It's not over yet, but there are enough encouraging signs that we can look forward to a bright future in the not-too-distant future. Of all the things that portend this long-awaited renewal, baby chicks are high on the list. They have long given meaning to new life and start arriving at all five Olson stores in the beginning of March. For a schedule of chick arrivals by store, species, and breed, go to olsonsgrain.com. And by the way, we won't leave you hanging wondering where to get all the stuff to feed them, house them, and keep them warm and healthy. We have all that stuff, too. We even have a Facebook Live Flock Talk on February 18th, mark that down, at 6 p.m. with Rachel Lewis, our Purina Livestock Specialist. She'll cover how to give your flock a good start, and if you tune in and ask questions, she'll enter you into a drawing to win items for your babies. Let's look forward to the second coming of the Roaring Twenties and start them out right with baby chicks from Olson's. Good enough just isn't.
Make your Valentine's Day reservations now for Auggies. Chef Joel has created a special dinner menu that Auggies will be serving from 4 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Lobster bisque, oysters Rockefeller, salmon Wellington, prime rib, roasted Colorado lamb chops, all served with the music of Steve Annabali. Reservations are recommended. Call 777-0330. That's 777-0330. Valentine's Day dinner with plenty of parking at the place to dine on Highway 69, Auggies Frontier Village.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, Met 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. Back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. First, check of local news and your KQ&A weather forecast. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for the Talk of the Quad Cities. Spectrum Healthcare has adjusted its hours of operation at its COVID vaccination stations in Yavapai County. The Verde Valley Christian Church site in Cottonwood is closed today through Monday, but will reopen next Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 4. The Finley Toyota Center site in Prescott Valley is open today through Sunday from 8 to 4. It's closed next Monday, but will reopen Tuesday through Friday. The reopening depends on whether or not adequate vaccine supply is received. Mark Johnson, FEMA leader, states things are going great at Finley Toyota Center.
For us, it's a little different because we're used to dealing with people who've gone through disaster. You know, I've been in out for fires, out for flooding, and the people who you speak to in those respects, they've gone through a lot. But the people here in Arizona have been very welcoming.
Yavapai County Community Health Services Director Leslie Horton says the number of COVID-19 cases has decreased significantly since the holiday season.
Since last week, we're seeing about an average of 40 new cases a day. This is also great news in comparison to what we were experiencing between Thanksgiving week and mid-January, where we were seeing over 200 new cases of COVID-19 each day.
There were 47 positive results yesterday, but epidemiologists have found 30 duplicate cases. Vaccine information is available at the Yavapai Community Health Services website at yavapai.us/CHS. After a two-hour standoff with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office SWAT team, a Chino Valley man is now in custody. The incident occurred at around 2:30 Sunday afternoon.
YCSO deputies, YCSO SWAT, and Chino Valley PD all responded to a home near the 2500 block of West Sundial Road in Chino Valley after receiving information that Emery Dodd had told a family member he wanted to kill himself or have law enforcement do it for him.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Chris Wilson says deputies quickly arrived on scene and convinced Dodd to come outside.
Dodd was carrying an AR-15 type rifle and was wearing body armor at the time. The deputies began negotiations with Dodd, attempting to get him to put down his weapon and body armor, but Dodd continued to hold the barrel of his rifle under his chin.
Residents were evacuated from the area, and after intense negotiations that included Spectrum Healthcare professionals, Dodd put the rifle down and took off his body armor. He's facing endangerment, weapons misconduct, threatening and intimidating, reckless handling of a weapon, assault, and disorderly conduct charges. Your KQ&A weather forecast: increasing cloudiness on into the evening, a low of 37 tonight, 20% chance of a shower Friday afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 55, winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Much the same over the weekend. In the Verde Valley, increasing cloudiness with a low of 40 degrees tonight, cloudy with a high of 62, but clearing in the afternoon, partly sunny, temperatures in the upper 50s over the weekend, with a good chance of some rain showers Saturday night and Sunday. News and weather on KQ&A, brought to you by the Prescott Brewing Company. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
to make your Valentine's Day reservations now for Augie's. Chef Joel has created a special dinner menu that Augie's will be serving from 4 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Lobster bisque, oysters Rockefeller, salmon Wellington, prime rib, roasted Colorado lamb chops, all served with the music of Steve Annaboli. Reservations are recommended. Call 777-0330. That's 777-0330. Valentine's Day dinner with plenty of parking at the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Bill's pointing at me, so I guess it's my turn. Mary Dillinger's with, we're having a conversation, whether the microphone's on or not. We're going to have this conversation. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm doing good, Chuck, as always. Thanks for having me.
And I know that there's so much going on with you at the Veterans Administration Hospital. You know, I call it the Prescott VA, but it's Northern Arizona VA Hospital. You've been on so many times, but I have to ask you again.
How to say it?
Well, NAVS.
Navihicks. Navihicks is the acronym. It's Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System. Navihicks.
I'll have this figured out pretty soon. Anyhow, I guess obviously the question we have is, how are things going?
Oh, well, yes.
The services can't be the same as normal.
No, of course, things are different than they were in the past, but through the whole COVID pandemic, I will say that the veterans, the staff, everybody is working together. They are being patient with understanding that between the COVID and the construction, things are different on the campus. If you do have an opportunity to come onto the campus, if you recall, we had just opened up the new lab pharmacy.
Beautiful.
It's very beautiful, but a lot of people, even before COVID, hadn't been to the new lab pharmacy. So trying to navigate getting around to it, that, you know.
And that affect traffic pattern too.
It did. I mean, if anything, it opened things up, but if you weren't used to it, you know, if you had came to the VA before, you had your route that you took every time you went. And then the construction happened and then the COVID. So between going through the screening and then figuring out the road to follow all the way back around to get back to the front where you came in at, some veterans were a little lost. I think for the most part, most people are understanding now where to go, and they figured it out. But we tried everything we could to make sure they knew where to go and they weren't going to get lost, and that they knew that the clinics were still in the same locations. You just had to go in a different way because of the construction.
Well, one of the things that I think has changed, the fact is, you just can't just go out there now. If you have an appointment, that's one thing. But going out just to take care of some minor thing, like paying your bill or whatever, you prefer you didn't do that.
Yes, where you're trying everything to keep, just to keep our veterans safe. We really want to keep our veterans and staff safe. So if you don't have a purpose, please, you know, do whatever you
save,
can.
Save the tourism for,
yes,
July.
And even when you do come on station, we're also asking the veterans, if you do come on station, you have an appointment. A lot of times some veterans will come for an appointment. They'll also sit, hang out by the flagpole, or maybe go to the canteen and hang out. And we're asking that, you know, if you have your appointment, go to your appointment, and please exit the campus when you're done your appointment. Don't stay there unnecessarily, because that's just putting yourself at, you know, exposing yourself and others, and we're just trying to keep everybody safe.
All right. The big question, of course, is getting vaccinated for the COVID-19. Now, have all your staff been gotten a shot?
All of them have not. It's not mandatory for staff, just like it's not mandatory for veterans.
Yeah.
It is a voluntary basis. If you wish to be vaccinated, then for staff, they can, you know, get vaccinated if that's what they want. And same thing for our veterans. We have different methods for the veterans to get back, you know, to get their names on the list, so we know that they want to get vaccinated. We are working our way on through the list, so we just ask veterans to be patient, because we only get so much vaccine.
I was going to ask you about the product supply. It's from everything I've seen nationally, it's like hit and miss. Let's just say that if the military was in charge of distribution, we had a better result.
I think all of us veterans probably feel the same way about that one. But because I understand.
So people listening now that are veterans, or someone in their family veteran, to get on that list, we just call and say, I want to be on the list?
So there's a couple methods. So, of course, like our website, we always talk about my website. On our website, there's a link, and there's a link where they right on the front page. And it's a link.
What website is that?
On www.prescott.va. prescott.va.gov.
Okay, so on that website.
Yes, prescott.va.gov. On that website, right there on the front page, there's a link. If you click on that, it has all the latest COVID information, and there's an opportunity right there for you to sign up for the COVID vaccine if you're interested. The veterans that sign up for that, they link them to the facility that they belong to, and we get notification. So if you had signed up for it, being that you are a veteran, we would get notice, and you would come to our facility, and Chuck Roberts says yes to the vaccine. So we know you are. So we know.
But I have to wait till to come in.
Right,
show up.
No, then we call you, and it just speeds the process up because we're calling veterans anyway. But if we already know you're on the list, that means when we call you, we don't have to wait to sit and say, "Sir, hi, this is so-and-so."
How do you feel about it?
Right, we don't have to ask. We can call and say, "Mr. Roberts, hello. We see that you signed up. You want to receive the vaccine. We'd like to schedule your appointment." And when we schedule the appointments, we schedule for the first and second dose right there. Because you have to get both doses, and you have, for us, the vaccine we have is the Moderna, which is 28 days. So we schedule both right there, and we even call you to remind you, because, you know, I think with everybody, everything going on, if you don't remind me about the second dose, I'm not going to remember. So mm-hmm. We even call to remind the veterans, don't forget you have your second dose on such and such date, and to help people.
Now, we're talking, of course, in general, about people in the trade area, so to speak, of the Prescott facility, but you have much of northern Arizona to worry about. So how do people handle that in Flagstaff?
We're doing the same thing at our community-based outpatient clinics. So basically, whatever the amount of vaccine is that we get for the whole hospital, we cut it in half. Half of it goes to Prescott, and the other half gets spread out between the five community-based outpatient clinics, which are Cottonwood, Flagstaff, Kingman, Lake Havasu, and Anthem. And we have our staff there are personally calling the veterans at their clinics and scheduling their appointments for the vaccine. The biggest thing with the vaccine, which I think a lot of people maybe weren't aware of, and we definitely didn't know until all of this started, it's not like the flu vaccine where you can just keep it there at the clinic. It's a controlled substance. So we can't have the vaccine just sitting at the Anthem clinic or all those other clinics. It gets transported there that morning. So we have drivers that go all the way out there early in the morning to get it there. And then it has to stay in a special type of freezer. And then we have to take it out an hour before we're using it and thaw it out. And then we use it. And we have to use every bit of it. Because any bit that you don't use, you have to report that. And then they won't give us as much the next time. So our staff are very careful to make sure we use every bit of it that we have. So if we have an appointment for a veteran and for some reason they can't make it, we'll call the next one in the line.
Okay, yeah, next
one. And that's what we do. We make sure we're doing everything we can to make sure we use all of it and that we don't miss an opportunity and that we are maintaining the requirements that CDC has for the actual vaccine and how you are handling it and how you're storing it and so forth.
Are we how full are your long-term beds? And
we're actually, knock on wood, Chuck.
I'm knocking on my head.
So we only have one inpatient right now, one COVID patient right now, inpatient.
Is that way down, or did you have a lot of them?
At one point, we were in the double digits. Yes, we were. So it's looking much better. Same thing with our staff. Our staff number of COVID patients are down. Our inpatient is down, as well as our outpatients. So knock on wood that the numbers are just going to continue to decrease is what we're hoping. But one thing I will say, and we tell the veterans when they get the vaccine, but I'm going to repeat it. Even if you get the vaccine, that doesn't mean I can take the mask off. I don't have to wash my hands. I can talk to people and be up to their face and hug them. And no, even if you get the vaccine, you still need to social distance. You still need to wash your hands, and you still please wear your mask.
And we can figure this is going to last well into the end of 2021.
Yes, we are. The VA is ensuring that we will have enough vaccines. So even through the summer months, we'll still be vaccinating our veterans and staff. Absolutely.
Of other things to talk about besides COVID?
I know. People don't believe we do have other things.
Yes.
We do. We do.
And we're talking with Mary Dellinger, and we will be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable. You are listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Bye. membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Ways and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 3330.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Friend of those who want no friend is I, Chuck Roberts. Thank you for joining us. Mary Dillinger in the office with us, sitting here by the fireplace. What happened to the fireplace, Bill? Doggone it. Mary, talking about the Veterans Administration programs, and Monday is you're closed Monday.
We are. Monday is President's Day, so yes, the hospital and the clinics are closed. Of course, the emergency department is open 24/7. So if we have veterans who need emergency care, obviously, but yes, the no clinics or anything on Monday.
Black History Month is being observed by the VA too.
Yes, we have an event on the 17th at 1 p.m. Of course, it's virtual, like everything else that's going on now. But want to honor our African-American veterans and African-American History Month. So we have an event, and it's on our Facebook page if anybody's interested. If you're on Facebook, you just type VA Prescott, and it'll come up with our page. We have information about it on our Facebook page for you to go ahead and see the link. So if you want to join the virtual event, we have a guest speaker from Sierra Vista First Church. And then we also, who's a retired colonel from the U.S. Army. He's a pastor. And then we also have a special guest. Miss Barnes is going to be there as well. She's from the Blacks in Government VHA headquarter chapter president. And then, of course, our own chaplain, Chaplain Miller. So, and if anybody's ever attended any of our special events like this, they're always really great, even virtually. We've been doing them, you know, this way since last year, and they're really, really great events. If you are interested, please go to our Facebook page. The link is right there so you can join. It's on the 17th of February at 1 p.m.
Which is next Wednesday.
Correct.
Okay. Every time we have you on here, we chat a little bit about the veterans of the Vietnam era getting your pin. Do you have a word for those who have not received their Vietnam pin yet?
I don't have a word for the ones who have not received it, other than that I want them to receive it. So, yes, honoring our Vietnam era veterans is a big deal for us. More than 2/3 of our enrolled veterans are Vietnam era. So we work really hard to make sure that they receive the 50th anniversary commemoration lapel pin. Even with COVID.
I have mine on my hat.
Yes, yes. So even with COVID, and how you mentioned earlier, that if you don't have an appointment, we really don't want you coming onto the VA campus.
Yeah.
And so I have veterans who are Vietnam era who call me and they say, Mary, I don't have an upcoming appointment, but I'd really love to get the pin. And I'm like, okay, well, where do you live? Can I meet you somewhere? And I still coordinate to present the 50th anniversary Vietnam pin to our Vietnam veterans. In fact, Ms. Gorga, our medical center director, she went to Wickenburg about a month and a half ago and presented to a bunch of veterans out there at the VFW there. So we still do the presentations in the groups if we're asked to, and if not, individual veterans, I meet them wherever it's convenient for them.
You met a guy or some of them at Costco?
Yeah, believe it or not, because a lot of veterans I ask, I say, where do you live? What's convenient for you? Do you have a reason to be coming into Prescott? And believe it or not, a lot of them say, well, I have to go to Costco. I was like, perfect, I can meet you at the Costco, and I meet them at the Costco parking lot by the gas station. And I present them with their pin there. That way it's convenient for them so they didn't have to make an extra trip somewhere, and they still get that recognition that they deserve.
And I have to laugh because when people – I say, oh, I have Marion Dillinger on the show. And if people want to contact you, my favorite story is if you call the VA number – just after the girl that's on the radio all the time.
It's the truth, Joe. It is. I promise you, if you call and you tell the operator, I heard somebody on the radio, the operator, oh, that's Mary, hold on. I'm the only one that does the radio. I'm the only public affairs we have. So, yes, if you have a pen right now and you can take my number down, I have a direct line. So 717-7587. 717-7587. But if you don't have a pen, you're driving, I understand. If you call the main hospital and say, I heard somebody on the radio.
4860.
Or you tell them about the pin. You just mentioned the pin. The operators know it's me. I made sure of that. So the operators will connect you to me, and I will get you all squared away so that you'll receive your pin.
One of the things that the VA is, of course, a big part of this community. We have a lot of veterans that live here.
We do.
And it's got to be kind of tough to not have some of that person one-on-one kind of visitations, and everything's virtual now, but you still do the same programs. It's just virtual now because you want to reach out to all the veterans in the northern Arizona from Anthem on up to the Grand Canyon.
We do, and that's why we also kind of try to talk to the community, other fellow veterans and friends, and say, listen, if you know a veteran who lives alone, or, you know, maybe struggling right now because COVID, it has them feeling isolated, call them. Send them a text. You know, swing by without going inside, you know, while maintaining your social distancing and saying, hey, Chuck, how you doing? I haven't heard from you in a while. You doing okay? Because a lot of our veterans don't have family here. A lot of them, are not dealing so well with COVID and being stuck in their home. So if you know of a veteran, check on them. Let us know at the hospital. It doesn't matter if they're enrolled at the VA. You don't have to be enrolled at the VA for us to care enough to make a phone call or to check on them.
One of the things that I want to reiterate again, and we talked about at the beginning of this interview, was veterans, male, female, no matter what era, getting COVID shots. How do they get in line for that?
So, like I said, they can go onto our website, www.prescott.va.gov, and there's a link right there on the homepage where they can click on that to get updates on COVID and also choose to sign up for the COVID vaccine. My Healthy Vet. I always talk about My Healthy Vet. I am on My Healthy Vet. It's the best way for me to talk to my team. I highly recommend, if you're not on My Healthy Vet, sign up for it. It's the best way for you to check on your prescriptions, even order refill your prescriptions, talk to your providers. You can send a secure message to your provider. You can look up your upcoming appointments, all of that. So you can go on there, send a message to your provider and say, I am interested in the COVID shot. And your provider will add your name to that same list that we were referring to. Your provider will get that information to us and say, yeah, John Smith here has opted in to receive the COVID vaccine. And we will add that veteran's name to the list so we know when we call, we can say, Mr. John Smith, you want the COVID vaccine? We'd like to schedule your appointment. Because it's very important that veterans know that you cannot just walk in to get the shot because it's, like as I explained, it's controlled substance. We have to maintain so much. It has to be by appointment. We cannot just let veterans show up. We have to have them as a scheduled appointment to receive the vaccine.
Are those shots given by the primary physician of that particular?
Nurses. All of our nurses are giving
all the nurses. Kind of like the flu shots were.
Yep. But they had to be specially trained because there's so much more to it than just with the flu shot.
So you get in that queue.
Yes.
And stand by. And
exactly.
I guess you're doing it by person's ask and then also obviously age and underlying conditions.
Exactly. That's exactly it, Chuck. So just all I'm asking is veterans, please be patient with us as we are going through the list. And if you are in that bracket right now, that 75 or older bracket, and we haven't called you yet, and you just want to make sure there's nothing wrong with sending a secure message to your provider and saying, hey, I'm 78 years old. I still nobody called me for my shot. Just want to make sure you do have my name on the list. There's nothing wrong with doing that. That way we just make sure that, yes, we do, in fact, have your name and somebody is getting ready to call you to schedule your appointment.
If you have any questions regarding the veterans in your family or loved one, neighbor, whatever, call Mary Dillinger at
717-7587. Or as Chuck likes me to say, you call the operator and say, I want to talk to the woman I heard on the radio.
Yeah.
And the operators will say, that's Mary, and they'll connect you to me.
I love it. All right, that's going to wrap things up for now. We'll see you next week on the Thursday Roundtable. I just want to remind you that a stranger is just a friend that you haven't met yet. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, around the world, KQ&A.com. Stay tuned for the news.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.